Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Back to teachers, back to friends, memories that never end. Back to learning, back to sharing.
With only stuff that they can
back
send.
With all my school supplies, the very best before your eyes. Make it happen, make it cool.
Republic back to school.
Parents, let's get them everything for back to school with Republic Bank. Teachers, we got you covered too with special deals. Let's make back to school happen today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening,
pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon,
remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Benicia prepared a special Venezuelan dish for Julius, but he angrily demanded a different meal. He told her he cared nothing for her missing sister, but later was somewhat apologetic. Shelley later advised her to leave him and promised to help search for her sister. Kavita visited Jonathan and told him she wanted to finish university before getting married. Right now, we join Julius and Alonso.
Si tú eres soltera y estás solita,
hey, mami! Welcome and take a beer with me and my partner. Come sit on papi lap. I want to show you something. What can she buy? I wonder if it's real.
Yo, Julius, is that from harassing them women now?
Alonso, buddy, don't come around me funny with all them soft talk. I can talk to this boy however I feel.
You ain't got mother, sisters, or other female relatives?
What the guy would do with anything?
You are glad for anybody disrespect you relative the way you disrespecting these Spanish women?
Look, I grew up learning that women supposed to answer to me.
And who teach you though?
My father never used to play. I love my mother, but he used to lead the household with the fist and keep she in line.
So your father was abusive?
You can call it what you want, but I call it keeping your household in order.
Bro, I used to have them same feelings. But just because we grew up in a certain way, it don't mean we gotta continue the cycle. To be a man don't mean you got to rule with your fist.
Look, you can keep them talk to yourself. I see it work for me, father, and it's working for me.
So you used to like see your mother getting beat up?
I ain't saying I used to like seeing it, but I understand why women just got to get touched up sometimes.
Yo, bro, you got issues. You got to try and see things a different way, buddy.
My father used to beat everybody in the house.
So you used to get abused too?
Take me licks like a man.
You think them licks make you a man?
Look at me now. I left home soon as I finished school. Because as a man, I had to start looking for my own. Is my uncle bring me in for do mining?
He used to beat you too?
Nah, my uncle used to talk about loving women and treating them good and so.
So why you didn't learn from he?
You think I never tried treating a woman nice? But when you're too nice to these birds, they just eventually want to take the eyes and pass you. And worse yet, you think I can dare with a Venezuelan woman unless she feels she could tell me what to do? You mad? Nobody. My father showed me how to be in control at all times. And this is why I live in by.
Well, I tried a way and I could tell you no. It's better to be in a loving, understanding relationship than you have chaos in your life.
Yo, hey. Y'all here, what going on?
Hey, what's up, Machu?
Hey, bro.
Y'all ain't hear nothing?
About what?
I hear the final Venezuelan woman body.
What?
Another one?
Yeah.
They identify the person?
Well, not as far as I know.
I wonder if it's maybe your sister.
Hey, these bodies need to stop killing these Venezuelan women, boy.
I'm glad you see them, actually. Like you're waking up.
You know, since I up here, you know how much of them get beat up and killed? It's like nobody cares.
So these people just getting away with murder?
Well, one and two suspects might get arrested, but nothing don't usually come out of them stories.
Well, there is what happened. You come in a foreign country.
Julius, I can't believe that you really is this person who don't care about nothing or nobody.
I just saying it as it is. These women desperate and men gonna just use and do whatever they want with them.
But we as Guyanese men can't participate in harming and killing these women and think that is right. Come on, man. Y'all gotta do better than this.
Things rough out here, boy.
I ain't saying I would kill one of them. That is the extreme. But like I said, for me controlling my women, they got to get touch up sometimes. You think I'm the other one, Benicia, control me also? Never.
Wait, does your girl name? Benicia?
Yeah, Benicia Martinez. A blessing and a curse for me life, if you know what I mean.
Benicia?
Yeah, like you know somebody named her. Anyway, she's just a missing, so I wonder if the body's a fine she.
Shoot, that would be rough on you, girl, buddy.
If it's she, I'm gonna go hear him while I set her crying for days, and maybe weeks.
Julius, you got no feelings for this woman?
I got feelings for she has. She just make her feel good every morning and night.
Sick.
Anyway, if it's she's sister, she can just gotta get over it.
That is not no easy thing to get over, buddy. These guys need to stop killing these Venezuelan women.
Seriously.
I mean, as much as I agree that sometimes these women just gotta get touched up.
Nah. As men, we don't ever need to put our hands on women.
Yeah? I can't wait for she won't walk all over you.
We really need to unlearn all these negative things that we learn.
Look, I can continue to do what I want to do as a man.
So men who don't abuse women, is not men.
Them man are soft.
Nonsense. But more soft is a man who can't control emotions or yarns.
So you saying I soft?
I saying it's easy for not thinking that gonna solve you problems when all it does is create more problems. You go through life angry and beating women and thinking you gonna fare well in the long run. That's why women has outlived plenty of women. We create unnecessary stress in we life.
Men can be stressed like women.
If you treat a woman bad, she can give you back the same energy. Julius, I challenge you to do something. Try treating your woman with respect and love and see how it turn out.
It's me talking to Lazo.
Well, don't wake up then. It's one of two things gonna happen to you. You're gonna end up in jail or dead.
Nah, don't pull up on me. Don't pull up on me.
Stop beating the woman.
Hey, watch. I just try enough to knock me girl. But the other day before I come back in here, she get into a thing, man.
Machu. Choose a better way, buddy. A man could be a man without abusing, disrespecting, or causing unnecessary pain and hurt. Please, y'all could do better than this.
Yeah, buddy. Watch me, me girl been through a lot. But we still together even though, you know, she trying to force this marriage thing on me. Maybe I could try something different, you know.
You buying into this man's foolishness?
Well, eventually we got to start looking at life a different way.
Guys, it's never too late to change. It's not late to fix your relationship with your woman. We got to stop the abuse.
Hey, Robin.
Hi, Matthew.
I was about to call you, baby.
Oh, you're missing me too?
In moss.
I'm missing you too.
I had an interesting conversation with one of them banners earlier today. It got me thinking about a lot of things.
Like what, sir?
You know, like maybe I need to make some changes with the way I treat you. You know?
You don't treat me bad. I know we've been through a lot and...
I could have been much more better to you. Treat you with more love and respect and so. And I should have never put my hand on you.
Okay, baby.
You forgive me for that, right?
Yes, baby. I forgive you. Machu is me and you through thick and thin.
Right. I'm more determined now to work hard. So me and you can have a bright future.
This is what I've been trying to tell you. Not because we HIV positive means we can't live a good life.
Yeah.
You been taking your medication?
Yeah, man. I wanna live.
Good. Make sure you take it every day so that your viral load would continue to be undetectable.
I take in the tablet and I just feeling like normal, you know? No sick feelings, nothing.
But it's important that you stick with it. Not because you're feeling good means you could stop taking medication.
I know the babes.
Any slip up and things could go wrong real quick. Next thing you end up sick with TB or some other opportunistic infection like pneumonia, salmonella, and herpes.
They ain't gonna be me. I doing this for us.
We can have a great future together.
Looking forward to it.
So, since you back up there, you been having unprotected sex?
Nah, I ain't doing that.
You sure, Machu?
Look, I think I can try this fateful thing even though we have an agreement.
So you mean you not having sex while you up there?
Maybe it's the best thing.
And you really feel you could do that?
Like you ain't believe me.
I'm a realist, Machu. I know temptation there all over.
Let me try something new, no man.
Look, keep condoms with you.
I don't need them.
Machu, just in case, keep condoms with you. It's the responsible thing for do.
Okay, babe.
And, I'm glad we get to this place in our relationship. We just need to continue building. How you feel about we doing some counseling?
How we can do that with me being up here in the bush?
I know a counselor who agreed to do it with we on the phone. If your internet got up there, she said we could even try this thing called Zoom.
No way, Zoom.
Alright then. So you gonna do it?
Yeah, man. We go hard.
Oh, Machu, baby, I love you, love you, love you.
Love you too, Robin.
I can talk to you later, babes.
All right, babes. Love you.
Bye.
So you really going forward with this man, Robin? You know you deserve better than that, right?
Christopher, I know you mean well, but Machu is my man and this is my life.
We wouldn't be your friends if we sit down and see you making a mistake and not saying anything. This man disrespect you. He put his hands on you and probably is the one who's responsible for you being HIV positive now. You could have died with TB earlier this year.
But did I die?
You know what? Better I mind my own business.
No, y'all don't have to be like that, man. Just listen to me. Me and Machu making progress. Y'all know he just agreed to go to counseling with me?
What?
Yes, we're gonna be going to counseling.
Maybe there's hope after all.
So please, just give me a chance to work on my relationship. Machu even said he's going to try to be faithful.
Man, Robin, don't tell me you're falling for that. That man is a fool, I tell you, a fool.
Look, y'all could laugh all y'all want, but me and me man in a good place, and I can do what make me happy.
Alright. We're not arguing with you, love. You know we can support you regardless.
Thank you.
I just hope Machu don't end up hurting you again, because trust me, this time he can guard you with me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Tuberculosis is the most common infection for people living with HIV, but you don't have to become infected. If you are living with HIV, talk to your care and treatment provider today about starting TB prevention treatment. Remember, symptoms of TB include coughing, fever, weight loss, night sweats, fatigue, and loss of appetite. With treatment, people living with HIV can beat TB and live a full and productive life.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.
La tuberculosis es la infección más común en personas viviendo con el VIH, pero no necesariamente tiene que estar infectado. Si estás viviendo con VIH, habla con tu administrador de cuidados y tratamientos hoy sobre la posibilidad de empezar a tomar el tratamiento en contra de la tuberculosis. Recuerda que los síntomas de la tuberculosis incluyen tos, pérdida de peso, pérdida de apetito y sudores nocturnos. Con el tratamiento, las personas que viven con VIH pueden vencer la tuberculosis y vivir una vida libre y productiva.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y del Programa Nacional de Tuberculosis con el apoyo del Fondo Mundial.